The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they both began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of the fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The texts in front of us today, the call of Isaiah and the call of Simon Peter, are so familiar. I've got the text from Isaiah hanging in my office. It was given to me at my ordination by the dearest 84-year-old woman I know who hung the stole around my neck. We love this text because Isaiah is filled with such enthusiasm at his call. Unlike Moses or Jeremiah who step back and say, "Not me, Lord, please not me," Isaiah says, "Here I am, send me, Lord, send me." The text from the Gospel of Luke is a classic we likely remember from our childhood. We can so easily hear Jesus saying, "Cast the nets again, Simon Peter." And then Simon Peter pulls up so many nets that he has to call that second boat to help him get all the fish in. He then leaves behind everything, that huge catch of fish, his boats, and his life, to follow Jesus. Both call stories. Both stories which exhibit the life-altering power of God's Word. When the Word is spoken, God is at work in the world. God said, and there was light in creation. God spoke, and Moses led the people of Israel out of bondage. God's Word became incarnate in Jesus, who now lives among us. In our fishing story today, God's Word is at work in the everyday lives of the fishermen. The men were absolutely exhausted after a night of fishing, and they didn't catch anything. They've got nothing to sell. Although they're empty-handed, they're ready to head home to their families. But Jesus gets in their boat and tells Simon Peter to go back out again. Although Simon Peter is tired, dejected, and probably has little hope, he goes anyway. Jesus doesn't tell Simon Peter to go alone, never alone. But Jesus goes with him. Jesus wants Simon Peter to go into the deep, a place of chaos often, but also a place where things can happen. God's word, God's call drew Simon Peter into a relationship that day, changing his life and giving him hope. God's word also gave Simon Peter freedom. The freedom of God's word allowed Simon Peter, James, and John to leave everything behind to follow Jesus. They were freed to share the good news of Jesus, to live out the gospel, to live out the hope. There's no logic that can make sense of this story. Jesus didn't wait until Simon Peter was good and rested, had a clear calendar, and was up to date on all of his reading and educational requirements for discipleship. Instead, Simon Peter trusted in the relationship promised by Jesus, confident that God would be with him forever. And that was enough. God's word, God's call to us, isn't always logical either. It doesn't come when our calendar is clear and when we've had a really good night's sleep. Instead, when God's call comes, it may feel like we too are in the deep. But in that chaos, when we answer that call, there will be the life-changing hope that is only found in Jesus. It's then that we will be freed to build the kingdom. It was 1961, and 28-year-old Joseph Ellwanger was the white pastor of St. Paul Lutheran, an African-American congregation in Birmingham. One day he received an invitation for the youth in his all-black congregation to attend a fellowship event sponsored by University Lutheran Church in an all-white congregation in Tuscaloosa. The event was open to any high school youth from either congregation. The plan was that they would join together in worship, share stories, eat some pizzas, an ordinary youth gathering with an ordinary agenda. In 1961, though, this was no ordinary event. Black and white youth could not hang out together, socialize, or even worship together. They did that Sunday evening, though. Pastor Ellwanger calls it a spirit-driven night, when youth on both sides shared what life was like on their side of the divide. The following Tuesday, though, James Fackler, the white pastor of University Lutheran Church, was beaten by the KKK. The cross was burned on the lawn of the church. Pastor Ellwanger's phone rang later that morning, and the voice on the end of the line said, "You're next." The message was incredibly clear. Pastor Ellwanger was in deep water. Now retired, ELCA Pastor Ellwanger tells this and other stories in his book, Strength for the Struggle. He's going to be preaching and leading Sunday school on March 3rd at Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Birmingham. All are welcome to go and hear his story. This word of God that day changed the course of Pastor Ellwanger's life. He left behind his relatively calm life as a parish pastor. And for the next 43 years of his ministry, he fought within his congregations for social justice through nonviolence. Pastor Ellwanger not only heard God's life-changing word to him, But he acted upon God's life-changing word. He found hope in Jesus and the freedom to bring hope into a situation which seemed absolutely hopeless. He answered the call to faithfully and authentically live out the gospel of Jesus Christ, becoming part of the coming of God's kingdom. Aren't we also called to answer God's call to faithfully and authentically live out the gospel of Jesus Christ? Sometimes the call may come when we are in that deep, dark water, like Pastor Ellwanger experienced. Sometimes the call may not be a single event, but a sense, a gentle nudge, or some thought that we just can't get rid of, which will lead us to change the course of our lives, to become part of the coming of God's kingdom, to bring hope into what seems hopeless. When we answer that call, God's word will change our lives and the lives of others. That change will free us to bring the light of the kingdom of God to others. Blind from macular degeneration and wheelchair bound from cerebral palsy, my 96-year-old aunt in Indiana answered God's call to pray without ceasing for the leaders of this country. She prayed daily that the leaders would rule with justice and mercy. The untimely and tragic death of a young man from this congregation called his family to head up a yearly blood drive and start a college scholarship fund. An elderly woman named Carol sent an uplifting card every single day for every single week for 5 years to a young mother going through a devastating bout with cancer. Many of our phones continue to ring, offering opportunities to serve this congregation and this church, one committee after another, one outreach project after another, one Bible study after another, one more person who needs our help. God's word, God's call is not always convenient. It doesn't come when we're rested and refreshed. Instead, the calls often come like they did to Simon Peter, when we are bone tired after a night of frustrated fishing, when we're empty-handed and ready to give it all up. It's only by answering Jesus' call that we will experience the hope and freedom to faithfully and authentically live out the gospel of Jesus Christ. We will then build the kingdom of God, not alone, but with Jesus sitting right next to us in the boat. Amen.